Tadvidhi pratipratena pratiprashnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshina. Lord Sri Krishna instructs Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. The living entities are promoted and degraded by the laws of nature. But if one is very fortunate by association with saintly persons, he gets the seed of devotional service and his life becomes successful. Nature's laws are very powerful. And by taking shelter of saintly persons, one can become Krishna conscious. But if one uses the instructions or power received by these saintly persons to make offenses or against the spiritual master, disaster may strike. One story exemplifying the possible gains and losses in life is the tale of again become a mouse. Once, there was a meditator who, because of his life of austerity, achieved many mystic potencies. He was very knowledgeable, and on occasion, visitors would arrive at the door of his hut to request advice or other types of help with the problems in their lives. In this way, the ability of the yogi became well known. So, as the transcendentalist sat on his asana, deep in concentration, with his back straight and eyes half closed, some sounds were heard. He was not alone. No, the humble ashram was also the home of a timid creature who crept about, always frightfully alert to the threat of attackers. This anxious animal was a fearful little mouse who hesitatingly tiptoed forward to beg a boon. The yogi slowly opened his eyes and gazed on the rodent, who bowed down meekly.
"And what can I do for you, my child?" asked the mystic.
"My dear stately personality," squeaked the mouse, "I've come to ask a favor of you. I am always being pursued by mouse-eating monsters who chase and pounce. Many of my family members have fallen as victims. Can you help me from this type of horrible fate, please?"
"So, what do you actually want, little one?"
"I want to be a cat."
"A cat, is it? You believe being a cat will solve your problems?" asked the thoughtful theist.
"That is my hope, oh great one. Please help me,"
was the nervous reply. So, with a wave of a hand, the miserable little mouse was immediately transformed into a sleek, strong, yet quite ordinary cat. feline was immensely stretching its limbs. It turned about, testing its newly acquired paws and claws. Purring farewell with a sincere meow of appreciation.
Meow! Thank you very much! Meow! Thank you! Thank you!
The cat departed, and the ascetic then returned to his trance in peace. After a length of time, in the same location, the meditator was again interrupted. This time, by an odd-looking, dirty animal that seemed strangely familiar. It appeared with crimped ears, bent tail, scarred face, and ruffled coat. Yes, it was the self-same cat. So again, this sad-looking being approached for a blessing. His concentration broken by the intrusion of the now scruffy target of nature's force, the saintly person spoke.
Ah, it is you. Now you want something more? Explain yourself.
Ow! Ow! Great soul! Ow! Ow! I've suffered at the hands of fate! Ow! Please grant me, meow, meow, one more boo.
What is it this time?
I wish to be a dog.
A dog. So be it.
And simply by raising his arms, the mystic sage turned the informed feline into a bright-eyed canine. Just like that. How happy the pooch was. Head held high, nose greeting the air, filled with fresh enthusiasm. It expressed thanks with a sharp bark. Then, with the jauntiest of gaits, pranced out with the utmost confidence to seek its fortune. And the sage, also pleased to be left alone, re-entered his meditation in a peaceful state of mind. And that was that. But, well, in the course of time, before too long, life has its ups and downs. One's destiny is always changing. One is strong, another weak. The dog crawled back into the hermitage with its tail tucked between its legs and proceeded to lie down at the feet of his master. The dog was whimpering, in a grief-stricken condition. This time, the sage was on the verge of expressing anger. He opened his eyes and glared at the poor, bedraggled dog.
Again, you've come, O sorry one. I warn you,
This is your final opportunity. I do not want to be disturbed in my meditation again. Do you understand? Choose carefully, for I will grant you no other wish after this. Is that clear?
I understand. Let me see now.
So, after a period of deliberation, the cautioned cur came to a decision. It placed its paws together and put its weather-beaten head on the floor.
I want to be a tiger.
That is your final choice. Very well. Become a tiger.
So with the flick of his wrist, the mystic sage changed the humiliated hound into an enormous striped predator. There, the tiger sat, softly growling while gazing into space. Then, the belligerent beast began to slowly turn to focus its vision on the ascetic. The tiger thought aloud.
My stomach is empty.
Ever so gradually, the tiger rose up, never losing aim of the saintly one. The tiger poised itself with razor-sharp claws extended and its huge jaws gaping. It was calmly addressed by the holy man.
So, you want to eat me?
A fierce
yes
was the response, but at that very moment, it again became a mouse. Realizing its fate in a sudden fit of fear, it fled into a crack from where it had once emerged, and from that time, it was never again seen nor heard. Thus ends the tale of Again Become a Mouse. Extraordinary changes occurred by associating with a spiritually potent individual, and this can happen to anyone. However, if one forgets the advantage received from a saintly person, if one forgets that the source of everyone's power is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, then everything will be lost. Krishna, through the spiritual masters, is bestowing so much mercy on everyone. Therefore, we should be obliged to him. But if we do not feel obliged, if we forget God, then everything will be lost. By the grace of Krishna, we have wealth, beauty, education, power. But if we become forgetful of Krishna and offensive to his devotees, we misuse the power and opulence given to us by him, and all is lost. This is the law of nature. Nature's law.